إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, one of our dearest sisters and friends passed away last night. I request you all to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should grant her Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab and grant sabr to the family. She was one of the most wonderful people that I think I ever knew, without exaggeration. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give sabr to her children, to her husband, to her brothers and sisters, and to all the family, to her mother, and to enable us to put things in perspective. And that's why today I want to remind myself anew, first of all, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about these moments, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the time comes to go, then this time cannot be delayed and it cannot be brought forward. So that time has been written for all of us. But for us to put things in perspective, we must understand and remember that this life of ours is only an interim stage in the entire journey from when we began to where we will go. We did not begin the day we were born into this world. We began in a time when time has no meaning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create us. And we began in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. There is no point in saying that was hundreds of years ago or thousands of years ago, because time is a concept which is confined to this earth. With respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no time, so there is no point in talking about number of years, even if we knew that. And of course, we don't know that. So we began when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create us in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And from that ilm, the first intiqal we made, the first transfer we made was into the alamul arwah, the world of the soul. And then from the alamul arwah, in the alamul arwah, we stayed for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu wished. And he kept us there and we stayed there. And we were all obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that alam also we had companions and we had friends who we knew, who we recognized. And then from this alamul arwah, we were transferred, we made the intiqal into the wombs of our mothers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished. Now when we made this intiqal, we forgot about all our friends and relatives and whoever were there with us in alamul arwah. Whatever we knew, we didn't know, we have no memory of that, it's wiped clean. And then we come into the wombs of our mothers, and this is an intiqal. Nobody mentions that or nobody calls it an intiqal, but that is an intiqal. It is a transfer. Muntakhil hona, intiqal ke marega, muntakhil hona. It's a very lovely word in Urdu, which we use for death. Kyunki maut khatam hone ka naam nahi hai. Maut to intiqal ka naam hai, ki is jagah se us jagah chale gaye, is alam se us alam mein chale gaye. Khatam nahi hota aadmi. We don't finish, we don't annihilate. We go from one state of being into another state of being. So we came into the wombs of our mothers and we stayed there as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished. And then we came out into this world, which is another intiqal. And then we stayed in this world for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished. And here again we formed relationships and we formed friendships and we formed, all our associations. And then from this world, we, at the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, we will make intiqal into the alamul barzakh, which we know as the khabar. But that is another alam. The qabr is not just the hole in the ground where you are put. It is into another, that hole in the ground is a doorway into another world. And that is the alamul barzakh. Beautiful terminology of the Sharia. Barzakh means the wall. And that also indicates the conditions of each of these places. We lived in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for as long as Allah wished, and we did not make any effort there, and we did not make any salah there, and we didn't make any zikr there, wallah alam. We stayed in Alamul Arwa, and we didn't have a shop there, and we didn't have a business there, and we didn't worry about what we will eat. And then we were in the wombs of our mothers, immersed in fluid, breathing water, amniotic fluid in the sac, breathing water, not for a few minutes, but for months. And we didn't die. Conditions change. And in that womb of our mothers, we made no effort to live. And the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for most people or all people, as soon as the baby is conceived, the baby is taking sustenance from the mother, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops the sustenance of the mother. The mother, everything she puts in her mouth, she vomits. She's continuously vomiting. So how is the baby being sustained? Because if the sustenance is related to the mother can't keep anything down. She can't digest anything. She can't eat anything. But the baby not just survives, the baby grows and is normal. And then the baby is born. And see the Qudrat of Allah, Jalla Jalalu, baby is born. Now because of modern medicine and so on and so forth, one of the things which has become easy is childbirth. Because childbirth otherwise is an extremely painful thing. And obviously, I have no experience of it, but this is what I have heard, that it is extremely painful. But today, either for convenience or for medical complications, sometimes the umbilical cord is around the neck of the child, and if it, if the delivery is done normally, then the child would go into distress because it would get choked and so on. So they do what is called a cesarean section. So they open the womb and they take the child out. Very interesting, when that happens, almost invariably, the mother does not produce milk, does not lactate for almost 24 hours. So the newborn baby for 24 hours and more in some cases gets no food. Now very interestingly, and this is what the doctors have learned over the years, if in your panic, because the child is not feeding, the mother is not feeding the child, in your panic, if you start the child on substitutes, then the mother will never lactate. No milk will come. But if you leave it alone, then after 24 hours, the milk comes. And then she has so much milk that she not only can feed the child, but in many cases, if the mother is traveling somewhere, the mother actually takes the milk out and puts it in a bottle and carries it with her. All of this. The natural process of childbirth also indicates that the milk should be produced. But because you short-circuited the natural process and you brought the child out in a cesarean section, that message that milk should be produced is not received by the brain. So the brain does not produce milk. Now imagine the same mother, she is capable of producing the milk, but she does not do it. Because it is not registered that the birth has taken place. So it takes some time. So nowadays the doctors are saying, don't worry, nothing will happen. Now imagine this child for 24 hours has no food. Newborn child. They say nothing will happen. And nothing happens. Alhamdulillah, the mother is able to feed the child normally and all is well. So this intiqal, again into this world. And in this world, of course, we form our associations and so on. And this life of ours is the one that we are living in, and so this is the one that we are conscious about, and therefore we have friends and we have family and we have people we love and so on and so forth, and they love us. And in this world there is another unique feature which was not there in any of the other lives that we had. And that unique feature is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the duration of this life, and that also a part of the duration of this life. Please think about that. For a part of the duration of this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us ikhtiyar, gave us the power to do something. Part, because when you are born, you don't have this ikhtiyar. You are fed and so on and so forth. But only from the time that you become akhil and baligh, that you have shaur, that you start thinking and you are able to have control over yourself, from the time you become, mature, till the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us in a state where, and may Allah keep us in that state till the last breath, where we are in a state of health mentally and physically, and we are able to do all our duties properly with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with respect to the people around us. We ask Allah for this. But for some people it ends before that, because of illness, because of extreme old age and so on and so forth. So for this period, Allah has given us the power to obey Him or to disobey Him. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Just this period, and this is the peculiar nature of this particular piece of life that we have, and that's why this piece of life is so critical. That whatever we do in this life, earlier we had no ikhtiyar. When we were in the Alamul Arwah and so on, we had no control. We were living on, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was happening. But now, in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us control. That's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sent His kitab, and He sent His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He taught us what to do, what not to do. All the guidance comes in this piece, in this part of life, where now we have control over ourselves. And what we choose to do or choose not to do from this onward, time onwards, will have an effect on the rest of our life going forward. Life has not ended here. When we so-called die, we don't die at all. We do not die. We are alive and we are well and we are rid of everything in this world. I mean, if you were sick, you are no longer sick. If you were weak, you are no longer weak. If you are wealthy, you are no longer wealthy. If you are a king, you are no longer a king. You make this intiqal into Alam al-Barzakh. And when you make that intiqal into Alam al-Barzakh, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُهُ مِّن عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever you sent before you, you will find it with your Rabb in a much more beautiful and much better state. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah. We ask Allah to forgive us. Alam al-Barzakh. And in this Alam al-Barzakh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us, and we ask Allah to keep us in a beautiful state, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and I don't want to prolong that here. Those of you who are interested, there's a series of lectures of mine called Death and Hereafter. So you see them, that's on our channel on YouTube. So the Alam al-Barzakh, we will remain there as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. And then we will be another intiqal into the Yawmul Hashr, Yawmul Akhirah, the Day of Judgment. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, one day of that is like 50,000 years of your current reckoning. Khamsina alfa sana. 50,000 years, one day of that is like 50,000 years of this reckoning. Imagine what kind of a day. We ask Allah to make that the best day of our lives, inshallah. And to give us all the shade of His arsh on a day when there will be no shade except His shade. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day to decree that we drink the water of Kawthar from the blessed hand of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam across the sirat into Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghayri hisab, inshallah. And then we make the intiqal, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that that intiqal is from the day of judgment into Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala without hisab. That's the final intiqal, and after that there is no more intiqal. Whoever reaches, whichever place he reaches, will stay there forever. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that we reach the place which He wishes for us, and which is insha'Allah Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make dua for Jannatul Firdaus, because this is the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to remember all of these things in perspective, especially at a time of grieving, because it is not really grieving. Why would you grieve? The death of a Muslim is the happiest part of his or her life. It's very important to remember that. Our grief is because we have lost the company of our friend. It's like the example that is usually given, I think it's a very good example, is the example of a railway a train compartment. You know, somebody comes into the compartment and you make friends with that person and become very great friends, and we share our food and we talk about our common interests and so on and so forth. And then when that person has to get off, the person gets off. We don't try to hold him back, the person will not stay back. When the time to go, they go. And of course, you feel sorry, you feel sad, oh, you know, my friend was here. Well, then what do you say? You say, no, inshallah, one day I will keep in touch, I will meet that friend. And we will meet. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when the person dies and goes into Alam al-Barzakh, the good people, their relatives, their friends who have passed away before them will come and meet them. And they will ask them about the people left behind, which is one of the many evidences that they don't know otherwise. That's why they have to ask. Otherwise, why do they need to ask? So they will meet. Your father, mother, whoever has passed away, they will meet you. And they will greet you and they will ask you. And they will be happy to see you. So it's like that, train station, compartment. Somebody comes in, somebody goes out. And constantly this happens. Somebody comes in, somebody is born, somebody comes in. When somebody dies, they go out. So it's the death of a Muslim, the death of a mu'min is the happiest day of their life. Happiest day of their life. So our grief is because my mother passed away, my father passed away, my sister, brother, wife, husband, whoever, children. Obviously there is grief because we don't like to lose our friend. But it's very important to remember that it's not a time for grieving. I mean, I'm not saying don't cry because that's natural. But at the same time, always remind yourself that this is the day that they were waiting for. This is the day that they will meet their Rabb, Jalla Jalalu. This is the day when they will be rewarded for what they did. This is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will be pleased with them. And there is no happiness better than that. Ask them. Ask the one who is presented before the arsh of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, go and sleep in your qabr. And nobody will disturb you until the day when you are raised. Ask that person on that day if they are given a choice. Do you want to hear this from your Rabb? Or do you want to go back to your husband, your wife, your children? Ask them that. Not in a million years, not in a billion years would that person say, no, let this be, I want to go back to my family. No way! No way! No way! For them, that is the happiest moment. This is what a mu'min worked all his life for, that moment. And that is why when the Sahaba passed away, and when people who of knowledge, when they passed away, there's so many narrations where this person is addressing Malakul Maut and saying, Warhaba. He says, welcome. Welcome. He says, I've been waiting for you. For how long? I've been waiting for you for so long. Warhaba, welcome. Why? Because he knows what is happening. He knows what is going on. He knows what is happening. So the death of a mu'min is the happiest time of his life. That is what he was waiting for. And that's why Rasulullah said, when a person dies, don't delay. Take them to their qabr as quickly as possible. Because if the person is a mu'min, he doesn't want to be delayed. He wants, I want to meet my Rabb. Why are you keeping me here for what? And he says, if the person is not a mu'min, then let him, rid the earth. Let them go to wherever they're supposed to go. Don't delay and don't keep. So while we may be feeling sad, and as I said, this is tabi'i, this is something which is natural, it is also important for us to remember and put things in perspective, because alhamdulillah, Allah has given us knowledge, Allah has given us ilm of his deen, and therefore we understand the process, we know what is happening. So that is the reason why in Islam, even the process of grieving is not a process of, wild grief and tearing your clothes and throwing mud on your face. No, there is dignity in grief. There's dignity in grief. Yes, tears, certainly, but no screaming and shouting and moaning and groaning and complaining. No, it's alhamdulillah, whoever passed away was a mu'min, was a mu'mina, and this was the day that they were waiting for. And inshallah, they are in a much, much, much better place. It's not even comparable, so we can't even compare. Much better place. And in the company of much better than us. And they have been presented to their Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu. And inshallah, al-musta'an, we ask for this. And Allah is pleased with them. What more do you want? And therefore, we also remember that. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, We thank Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the company of that person for whatever period that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose. And we say, Alhamdulillah, that we had the company of this person for this period. And inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the company of that person, inshallah, in Jannah, which is forever. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sabr, for those who are left behind, and for understanding that we are left behind also for a short time, also for a very short time. We are all waiting. Like the shayar said, kamar bande huye chalne ko yahan sab yaar baithe hain, bahut aage gaye baki jo hain tayyar baithe. Everybody is ready to go. Many have gone ahead, and those who have not yet gone are ready to leave. They are ready to leave. As soon as the call comes, we go. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir lana sayyiatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Ya zal jalal wal ikram, ya rahmar rahimin, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain, bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.